I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Scientists across the United States and around the world conduct wide-ranging research to improve medical treatments. To talk about recent discoveries in the field of biomedicine and breakthroughs in cancer treatment is Dr. Alan Deal. He's a professor of biochemistry and molecular biology and the associate director of basic sciences at the Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Deal, what are some of the most exciting discoveries or breakthroughs in the biomedical field?
I believe one of the most exciting aspects of this is the convergence of basic science discovery with clinical treatment. And by that, I mean we are now seeing an ability to take discoveries from the lab and generate very directed therapies towards cancer patients. And this is something that has really only been achieved in the past 10 to 15 years.
And what are some examples of these types of breakthroughs?
One very classic example now is our ability to treat melanoma, skin cancer. We've developed drugs in the past 10 years that now target a specific genetic abnormality that occurs in roughly 60 to 70% of melanoma.
And are there other cancer treatments in addition to melanoma where there's exciting research going on similar to this?
Absolutely. There are drugs which are being used very specifically for lung cancer, breast cancer. These drugs are targeting a variety of genetic abnormalities specific to each type of cancer.
And what are some of the improvements from this targeted type of medicine?
The targeted medicine, or precision medicine as it's called, results in better treatment or better killing of cancer cells and less killing of the normal cells. This means less toxicity for the patient.
And does that mean typically less side effects?
That is precisely what it should mean, less side effects, which are typically associated with chemotherapy.
What are some of the most significant challenges the biomedical field is facing with regards to treating cancer successfully?
That's really the scariest question for all of us, because this is a challenge for both clinical and basic science, and that's the ability of a cancer to develop resistance to even personalized medicine. And the role of basic science in this is to really now understand, how does the cancer cell alter its own wiring to get around and continue to survive, even though we can target these very specific pathways?
And the reason that kind of understanding is so important is to constantly try to stay ahead of the ever-changing cancer cells?
That's exactly right. The goal right now is to understand how this tumor acquires resistance. So that's another catchword that you hear in biomedical science, is acquired resistance to therapies. If we can understand the two or three pathways that a cell or a tumor is going to utilize, we can develop a therapy that hits all three or four pathways in the very beginning. And this will ultimately result in a long-term benefit to the patient.
Dr. Deal, thank you for this update about new discoveries in biomedicine and also cancer treatment.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.